And welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is The Golf Club. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday to Friday, I bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. The Golf Club. The Wenatchee Golf Club is a place that was introduced to me by my in-laws. For quite a few years now, they have played golf several times a week and also enjoyed the club's other facilities. I don't golf, or at least not yet, but I have become familiar with the goings-on there. It was established in 1923 in East Wenatchee. To get there from here, you have to cross over the Columbia River and head up to near the top of the valley. There are some spectacular views from the club, which I have heard is a feature of many good golf courses. There is also an outdoor swimming pool, which is a wonderful treat for family and friends of those who are members. In the summer heat, when golfers who have been brave enough to play in the sun have finally had enough, they can cool off in the pool. My family and I only go there occasionally to eat. The kids always get very excited about the food. The desserts especially are very memorable, like the Devil's Chocolate Pie. So, who are the golfers of the club? They are mostly retired people or businessmen and women. Some business owners will bring their clients to the golf course for a game and lunch, a clever way to make business more pleasant than usual. There is a busy calendar of events as well. Tournaments of all kinds take place for different age groups. There are lessons with the expert golf instructors, and there are even all-female or all-male days when the opposite sex is not allowed. Prizes of money or trophies are awarded at the end of each tournament, and each year more and more high school students are signing up for lessons and tournaments. The balance of generations in the club is changing as golf becomes more in with youth and also more in the media. One of my nephews golfs at the club regularly with friends, and in the local high schools, golf is now offered as an alternative sport to the traditional ones. I have often heard my in-laws winning tournaments and prizes, but now some of the younger people are walking away with first place. Grammar notes. Common expressions and vocabulary. The goings on. The two ladies were gossiping about the goings-on in the house of the new neighbours. A member. I'm sorry, you cannot come into the club unless you are a member and have a membership card. To be brave enough to. My son is cooking dinner for us for the first time. I don't know if I'm brave enough to eat his food. To be in. Do you like my new shoes? The fashion magazines say that they are really in this season. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, remember to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And remember, there's always the app in iTunes and the blog page that you can download the text and grammar notes from at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Thanks so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.